Come let me get stuff out of the car.
Can John?
Oh, yeah. Wanna help me bring stuff from the car?
Is that Super Famicom? No effing way.
I don't know if anyone's ready or not. I don't know about that. Maybe, I hope so.
I'm ready.
I'm ready. There's not ready crew. Don't just sit on anything.
Nope. Would you like to partake of the beans? Are you joking me? What are you talking about? They're just soapy beans. Have you ever heard of them? Kidney soapy beans? I'm just kidding. Never heard of it. Oh, wow. Dang it! No, my feet actually aren't cold, but everything else is really cold, which is probably because my feet are not covered.
If you cut off your feet, they won't be cold. It
seems like everyone's like leaving.
We're not leaving.
Music has coming. My children.
Yeah, like how watercolor paintings is a cool abbreviation.
Wait,
sounds really hip hop. WCP.
Yeah.
CPT.
Who's CPT?
It's just an abbreviation for content. It's not really a rap group.
Oh. Nice.
Are you sick, PJ?
Pretty sick. Okay, for those of you that don't know, a lot of people used to think this was a band called Super Famicom. And I'm gonna start talking really quiet now, because I can't yell all the time. But I recently changed the name of the band from Super Famicom to Poison due to not giving a fuck anymore. All right.
Like a rock band?
Yeah, this song, cool, this is an old song. First word is do. Do, do. Do, do. I know a cool place, but I can't get there without you. It has a gate we curl up and fold ourselves into. In the corner of my room, in the corner of my house, it's warmest without clothes and blankets all around, and sing so soft and sing so close that I can feel your comes out every time we kiss. So, I want to thank all of you guys for coming all the way out to California to the show tonight. Most of these songs take place in Illinois, so you guys probably have no idea what's going on, but this next song is about sandstorms. How many of you guys know about sandstorms?
The techno group?
What about sandstorms?
Oh, they're sandy and windy and really suck.
Sandy, windy, suck. Okay, what else?
They have sand. Oh, wait, that one's already been done.
It's right. A whirlwind of joy.
Once upon a time, my boy Patrick and I here, we were walking through a sandstorm in Illinois, and we came across a Siberian tiger. And this Siberian tiger was like, whoa, guys, I'm gonna eat you up. What are you gonna do about it? We're gonna chase you until I eat you up. So basically, we decided, we're like, hey, we better go on a musical tour so we make enough money every night to feed this Siberian tiger every night so we don't get eaten alive. And yeah, I guess so far it's worked out, but I mean, it's gotten some good bites out of my legs. Cool, this is the song about the sandstorm. Belting condenser microphone, your voice and guitar alone, carry songs across the continent, trip on each crack in the pavement, and every time you say goodbye, resonates bright in silent syllables between lines of stories told. Old carpeted floors, you've been here. And texts in record stores, I bet you've been here. I've just begun to understand you more than I ever used to, but I haven't gave as much of myself to touch everything you've done or gone through for everyone. Thank you. Can you pass me some water? Probably, preferably any water. Yeah, the Gatorade water is fine. Cool.
Here's your fucking water, asshole.
What?
Dude.
Seriously, I didn't expect it to be this cold in California. What the heck? All right, cool. This next song. Wait, how many of you guys are internet friends with me?
Yeah.
Cool, awesome. It's nice to see all of you. And this song is about playing shows. I've got something bigger than I've got three shows this week, and I'll stay with you one night, and I'll figure out a ride. It's worth it if I make it home alive. And you can watch me sleeping, cause I'm getting worn out. I just work at my house, it's all I got back home to care about. When I don't have a bed, I get exhausted, so I sleep to fill the time when your body isn't wrapped in mine. Two tests on Friday, then I've gotta hit the road, and it's getting kind of old, but it's worth it to see you between my shows sometimes. When I'm on this highway, the world just kinda stops, and I think of you a lot, but this bus will never let me off. When there's nowhere to go to let my coffee get cold, I will sleep to fill the time when your body isn't ready. a new song.
Yeah, how about it?
Cool. This song, I wrote it in like Florida, I think, and it's about how sometimes when you make plans to go on tour for a really long time, you end up doing a lot of things you don't always feel like doing. So in the midst of all the things that you don't feel like doing, you do stuff that you do feel like doing, even if you're not supposed to all the time. So many things include smoking dank nugs and turning lesbians into straight girls. That happens on tour. Back then, I tore and burned the leaves for proof of power my body. But it was in my choice. It's good to have a voice in something, like I was something to hear. For now I always act so helpless to the fire I brought into your forest. If I was a lady or something, like I was someone you could love. And sometimes you stare back so strong. Sometimes you make me so long. But it sprouts from my longing and somehow keeps me songing for something, like I want something to hear. Cool, since my songs are really, really short, I'm not going to play a bunch of them. I'm going to play a few. This song is about, this is another new song. It's about, I don't know. It's about a feeling that's really hard to explain, but you feel it when you miss people, but it's kind of like you miss everyone when you're like separated from everybody you know? I guess, maybe. I wish I wrote these lines on a map between its blues, without starting with I wish, like I was praying to you, 'cause I'm not, even though I've got. So I have some CDs that I'm selling and some zines and bookmarks. Most of it, like, I don't know, most of it's all handmade. Like, I ran out of CDs a long time ago, so I only have a few copies to sell. If you guys want one, I'd like everybody to have a CD, so maybe we can work out a deal. I'll write down your address or something and mail you like a ton of shit. This is my last song.
Oh my god.
It's about the rain. How many of you guys know about rain?
Comes from the sky.
Rain.
Excuse
comes
me?
From the sky.
Stories about rain.
Why do you think this is gonna be a story? I don't know. So in Illinois we have this season that's called autumn. What do you guys know about that?
I don't know.
Cool. Well, when it rains in the spring in Illinois, that means it's starting to get pretty nice outside, right? It means that stuff's being born, flowers are coming up, it's pretty sweet, right? Well, when it rains in the autumn, that means it's gonna get really, really cold soon. Like, cold as shit. So, I wrote this song when I was riding my bike. Oh, yeah, and we're also taking donations for us kids that are on tour. If you guys are interested in donating money to feed a Siberian tiger and keep my jeans from getting eaten up anymore. They made an entrance, even their hair was hunched over, even their bodies were stringy with feet tangled up with clover. Today the rain didn't stink, it crashed down cold and clean, beating us like gravity. Into its concrete, it's taking the clothes off the trees like rinsing the fat from your fingers. Naked, thin and wiry, but just too wet to burn this winter. It takes me back to the spring and warm, hopeful daydreams that never even did a thing. Let my body sink. Looks like it's gonna rain soon, guys, doesn't it? Thanks everyone for playing.